Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. I'm Gaia Altshuler, your social-emotional counselor at the middle school, and I am here with Tammy Cuckoo, our vice principal. Another day, another podcast. We're back.
Super excited. We got Grandparents Day this week coming up. Special guest. But before we get into that, we got to recap Veterans Day really quick. What was your favorite part of Veterans Day, Gaia?
I love Veterans Day at Oaks Christian. We have such a beautiful assembly. It's something I look forward to every year. One of my absolute favorite parts, it touches me every time. I tear up every time. I love when we play the medley of songs to honor each branch of the service, different service. And then each person in our audience that we've invited there that has served in that branch of the service stands up and we honor them. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a beautiful way to honor and see people in our community who have given so much to our country. And such a cool opportunity, not only for us as adults, but for our kids to see people who have served our country in such a special light. So that's something that I always look forward to every year. What about you?
You know what I love about the assembly each and every year is that there's a moment in the assembly every single year where our head of school, Rob Black, says, if anyone has had a family member or themselves been in the service, please stand up. And what I love about that is it's uniting the entire room, because when you look around at the entire room, there's usually not one person seated. We all are affected by those who serve for us in very positive ways. And we all have some level of sacrifice and letting our families participate and being a part of the freedoms that we enjoy each and every day. So that's really exciting for me.
Amen. I equally love that part as well. All right. So Veterans Day was beautiful. It is behind us. We are heading into a week full of celebration of all things family and grandparents, and truly the legacy of grandparents that we are going to get a little bit of insight into what that looks like in our community. But before we do that, I want to remind you that Thanksgiving break is coming. And yes, we are off for the entire week. We hope you have a great time of celebration with your family. However, our podcast will still drop, so make sure to give it a listen over break.
Our podcast keeps on giving. You see what I did there?
Keeps Thanksgiving on giving.
Keeps on giving. Yeah.
It's been a gift to us. We hope it's a gift to you as well. Right. We love doing it. So make sure to check it out. We're going to be really highlighting all of the fun things that happened over Grandparents Day. So do not miss it. All right. Talking about family is one of my very favorite topics and something that means a lot to me. And I truly believe we have the most special guest joining us today. Actually, special guests, which you'll hear a little bit more about who they are. And Tammy's going to go ahead and help us introduce them today.
All right. I have four special guest on the pod today. I'm going to have three of my guests introduce themselves, and I will introduce the last guest. Go ahead, guys.
Hey, I'm Clover.
Hi, I'm Maverick.
Hi, I'm Valor.
And these three guests are the grandchildren of my special guest. My special guest today is like the grandfather of Oaks Christian School. He's been here from the beginning. He does so many special things around the campus, and we're really excited to get into a conversation with him today. How you doing today, Jan?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having all of us here, but you made me feel really old right there.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It's a special week this week. It's Grandparents Day on Friday, and we're super excited about it. So we thought, how do we start our week off? We've got to have the grandfather of all grandfathers. So we want to get into some questions. You've worn a lot of hats here at Oaks Christian School over the years. Can you tell us about some of them?
Sure. Yeah, I started in 1999, actually, with the head of founding head of school, Jeff Woodcock. And during that process, we would meet once a week and go over things that we wanted to design, put our vision down on paper to start the school. And little did we know that it would grow into what it is today. We expected the school to be a school with an enrollment of about 500 kids.
Wow.
And in that process through all those years, I thought about the things that I've done. And I actually came on early enough that I was able to help design the athletic center, the Dallas Athletic Center, the softball fields, the baseball fields, and things like that. The stadium was already under construction. And then from that, we went to many coffees at people's houses, which I had no idea I was going to be doing throughout the entire community, speaking to families, letting them know that we were building a school and what we were going to offer. And it was going to be a Christian school. And we did that for months because I started 6 months before the school opened. And from there, I'll just list a few things. I worked with the Athletic Booster Club, worked in the snack bar, drove many teams to games, worked the scoreboard at many games, announced at a few games, which is really not my thing, assisted in meeting parents and admissions, gave tours of the school, and again, continued to grow the athletic program until 2021 when I stepped down as the head of athletics.
That's so awesome, Jan. It's evident that your fingerprints are all over this campus, and we're making a big impact in the Conejo Valley greatly due to some of the things that you've done. So I want to ask my other three special guests here, are there any events that you went to at Oaks Christian before you were a student?
Oh, yeah, totally. We attended so many of those events.
I bet. In those early days, you guys were just hanging out. Mab, do you remember hanging out on the field at all?
Yeah.
Spending time with Grandpa as he's running around, making sure all the athletic events get done. Valor, what about you? Anything that stands out to you before you became a student?
Well, we went to the family fair before we became students. So, yeah.
That is a highlight. I love the family fair every year. What does this Oaks Christian community mean to you, Jan?
That's a big question. Huge question. And the Oaks Christian community means basically everything to me. Coming to Oaks was something that happened in the middle of my career. I actually came here at the age of 45. Did not know anyone in the area except the founding head of athletics.
Wow.
And this community, once we got going, started the school, started to embrace us. I've had the privilege to work side by side with some of the greatest teachers, I believe, in the world, work with fantastic administrators, hire countless, over hundreds of coaches to come work here, get to meet them and their families, and being able to meet literally with thousands of parents and students and kids, and to be a part, have a small part in their lives is something that I never dreamed of. Oaks is in my blood.
Yeah.
It's in my family's blood. They've all grown up.
It's evident.
Here.
They are all here. Your legacies are here with us today. Those are some great recounting of some of your memories and the things that Oaks means to you. What does Oaks Christian mean to you, Clover?
I would say, to me, it's just like the best learning environment I've ever been in. It is actually the only like learning environment I was in because I was homeschooled.
Awesome.
But it's really just welcomed me with open arms coming from such a small environment at first and into such a big one for me. The people here, the faculty, the teachers, they all have been so nice and patient with me. I've had just the best experience and I can't wait for my next 2 years.
Awesome. Mav, what about you? What does Oaks Christian mean to you?
A lot. Like, it's just like I've been waiting to been here since homeschooling. Like, I was excited to go here because of, like, the sports industry and, like, the community of the place. Just, nice. Like, really nice and the learning environment.
Awesome. And Valor?
Like, a better education and sports. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's really interesting, Jan. Your legacies here like sports. I wonder where they got that from. What is your greatest joy of being a grandparent? Before you get into it, one of my greatest joys, it wasn't this year, but last year in carpool, I got to witness you dropping off your grandchildren, and it was evident the love that you had for them. You carefully opened doors for them, got their bags out, gave them hugs, told them you loved them. It was so nice to watch.
Yeah, being able to bring your three of your grandkids to school every day was a real joy, something I never thought was going to happen. Having them in the car, starting off the day, we would pray before we get to school. We would talk about what we're going to do. We'd talk about games they're going to be playing. You know, how's your homework? Did you get a good breakfast? Over and over, listen to Christian music in the car. And then we drive up to the middle school and you got Christian music blaring there. And
we love it there.
You can't help but get out of the car and feel pumped up and ready to go. So that's been a huge joy for me to be able to do that, because I never thought that they would be able to go to Oaks Christian, and here they are.
Well, we are so blessed to have them. Valor, can you tell me, what is one of the greatest joys that you've had with your grandfather?
Him being at, like, school. It's really easy to do stuff.
Awesome. Just having him here on campus. Mav?
Like, after school, you can just go by his office and grab, like a lollipop. Or, like... some pretzels.
Grandpa's always got snacks on deck. That's great.
For me, his presence on the campus is just, it's really comforting to know that I have someone I can count on. He's played like a great father figure in my life. So he's just always been there to comfort me and to support me. I'm pretty sure he's never missed any of my sports events. And that's always been a really big thing in my life. Just having him be there and show up is the biggest thing to me.
Awesome. Love that. Well, Jan, we've come to know you as more than just an athletic director. In my time here and most of the people who are here now, we didn't actually get to see you as an athletic director, but we have seen you as a spiritual leader. And Gaia is going to ask you a couple questions about that.
Jan, I would love to know your personal joy of being a grandparent. I know Tammy was able to share what she's observed about you being a grandparent, but what is a great joy that you get to have daily of being a grandparent?
Donna and I are extremely fortunate that we have 7 grandkids and they all live within 2 miles of us. So we've been involved in their lives, all of their lives, very closely, because we want it to be. And there's a lot of grandparents that can't do this. They live all over the country. And so this has been a real special treat for us. You got to listen to 3 of them. I actually have a junior in college right now who graduated from Oaks Christian, Cohen, who played water polo throughout his career here and had a great time here at Oaks Christian. And I got to go to his events too. And so, and then I've got a 6-year-old named Van. I've got a almost 4-year-old named Hayden. And I have a 2-year-old named Emerson.
Awesome.
So our quiver is full.
Yeah. Yeah.
we do a lot of things with our grandkids.
Yeah.
Well, it's very evident that they understand the privilege of having you in their lives. And we feel the same exact way at Oaks. And I know that Tammy alluded to just the spiritual mentor you've been on our campus and in our community. Jan, you are truly known as a prayer warrior. You intentionally spend your days praying for our faculty and staff and entire community. And I know I was personally very touched last year when I received a personal email from you just asking how you could specifically pray for me that week. And I barely knew you at the time. And that just spoke so highly to your value here at our school. And I know we've talked a lot about legacy today. We had 3 of your legacy on this podcast, but I would love to know, as we have spent the last 25 years growing Oaks Christian School, and you've been a pivotal role in that, what do you believe has been the role of prayer in the growth of Oaks Christian?
Prayer has played a tremendous role in the founding of our school. Mm-hmm. People started praying for Oaks Christian before it was even developed, before the property was even purchased.
Wow.
And when you have a family of believers, and by that family, I mean countless people, not just a handful of people, but hundreds and hundreds of people that are praying for a Christian school in this community, I fully believe that it is what founded, what we're built upon. That prayer is something. It's communication that you have with God, mm-hmm. with Jesus.
Yeah.
Without communication, there's no way that you can build a relationship. Mm. You can't have a relationship with the people you work with if you don't communicate. And to have that relationship with Christ, you've got to have conversation, which is prayer. And I know within my heart, our school would not be where it is today, have what we have, the people that have come out of this school, mm-hmm. the parents that are involved, without prayer. It wouldn't have been possible.
Absolutely. I love that, a conversation with Jesus. And how, speak a little bit to what that looks like in the building of family. We got a glimpse today of the absolute joy of yours it is to be a grandparent. But with that, you have also poured into them spiritually. So what does it look like to value prayer in the process of being a grandparent?
Donna and I started praying for our grandkids before they were born. Mm. I think that's another key there. And to be able to, like I said, pray with them, bringing them to school. They were homeschooled for Clover's in the 10th grade, so she was homeschooled K through 8, and then the boys have gone along there with her. Wow. To be involved in a program like that where prayer is part of the program and homeschooling, mm. prayer's been a part of our family. It's the foundation, and to be able to pray for my I pray for all of my grandkids when I get up, when I go to bed, and all throughout the day, mm-hmm. because there's so much going on in their lives, so much going on in our lives every day, that it's just not something that you just say, help them today, good night, God, sweet dreams. No, it's a vital part. It's a vital part of my life, and that's what God has put into my life when I stepped down as the athletic director, as you mentioned, is to continue to pray for this school and the people that make this school.
Wow. What a model you are for us here at school and for your family. We are inspired by you. Our community is better because of you. Something we've been doing on the podcast is leaving our community with a verse of the week, and we feel that it would only be fitting for you to be the one today to share a verse of the week. So is there anything particularly on your heart that you would love our community to hear today?
If I can share two verses.
Okay.
Double portion. We love it.
First one's out of 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, and this goes along with the Thanksgiving theme.
Awesome.
Things like that. And it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Mm-hmm. The second verse is a verse that I had put on a large banner that's in the Dallas gymnasium. Mm. I don't know if you guys have noticed this.
I actually just read that yesterday at basketball practice.
Colossians 3:17. They asked me years ago to come up with a verse. A family actually asked me to come up with a verse, and they're the ones that put it on this big banner, and we put
so
it
cool.
on the wall there in the gym. That's Colossians 3:17, which says, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." So those are two, I think, great verses that we can cling to daily.
Absolutely. Jan, can you close us in prayer, a prayer over our community, for our families?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you. Lord, thank you for this time that we've had to share. It's been a fun time to be here with my grandkids and with Tammy and Gaia and Tyler. Bless their lives, Lord, for putting these podcasts on for our community and the people that they will be interviewing. Gives the world a little glimpse of what's going on here at Oaks Christian. Lord, you have built this place. We thank you for it. We thank you for bringing the people that are part of it here. We thank you for the families, for the kids, the students, the workers, the maintenance, everybody that has a part in this school, Lord. You have found a way for them to be here. This is not a job. This is a calling. And I thank the Lord that each one here has accepted that calling. And as we look forward to a time of Thanksgiving to be with families and friends, that we look for ways that we can thank you for the many blessings that you've given each one of us as individuals, as families, and as friends, and as this school and this community, Lord, we hope to be a beacon, Oaks Christian, to be a beacon of light in this community and continue on for many, many more years to come. We thank you, God, for who you are. We thank you for sending your son to die on the cross for our sins and to resurrect to be our personal savior so that we can spend eternity with him. We thank you for that. We thank you for this time and many blessings to those that hear this podcast. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Jan, for joining us. And as you all know, we are in the middle with you, and we will end our podcast with gratitudes from the voices of our students.
I am definitely grateful for my family, food, friends, education, and a house, but I am also extremely grateful for my health. Sometimes you have to be super sick to appreciate when you aren't. I'm thankful to get to have the Bible to encourage us to believe in God, and we get to know that Jesus is real.
I'm grateful for my family, for the support and love they give me whenever I'm like sad or feel bad about a grade I got. And I'm thankful for God for loving me and supporting me through my whole life. And I'm thankful for all the teachers here that they, for all the work that they've done and all the support they give us and all the help they give us too. I'm also thankful for this school being a Christian school so we can honor and worship God and Jesus throughout the entire school year. And I'm also grateful for just like the fact that we're able to live knowing that God and Jesus died for us and that we can go to heaven one day.
I'm thankful for God being in my life and having Jesus Christ in my life and that I get to go to this amazing school and have a great education and that I have a family that loves me, a caring family. And I'm thankful that I have all my limbs. God gave me all my limbs. I can run, I can talk, I can see, smell. And, you know, I'm thankful that he gave me, like, he made me really athletic. I'm really fast. I'm good at sports. And that's pretty much everything I'm thankful for.
I'm thankful for, like, really my family, my friends, and really just to be here and having this opportunity to come to this school and get the academics that I get. And I'm thankful for the clothes, shoes that I have on me. And I really thank my parents, my mom for that especially. And I would like to say I thank my parents for my athletic genes, and it's really gonna help me in life.
I'm grateful for my friends because they help me with school, and they're also very courageous and helpful.
I'm thankful for my religion and my faith. I'm also thankful for my dad who sacrificed his life back in Iran to come to the United States to make my life a better place. And he immigrated when he was 10. And I'm just happy that I get to learn about my heritage. And I'm happy that I have such strong roots to learn about my ancestors. My grandma needed to go back to Iran when my dad was 10. And she left for 5 years. And she took my brother's sister with her. So I'm just really grateful that we're all like back together and back in unity. And I get to learn more about my family each day. And I get to keep Shabbat with my grandma every Friday and learn more about her and her culture.